Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the third week of Lent, and from Malta we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled, You Follow Me.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow in Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. The people in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. This is the word of the Lord. Meditating on today's gospel selection, after much thought and prayer, I decided to let my mind roam free, and I saw a short but profound outline, or is it a sort of prologue to the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, from its beginning up to the end of his life on earth. Luke tells us that after his baptism, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, where he began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. He then went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went to the synagogue on a Sabbath day. He stood up to read from the prophet Isaiah, where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring the good news to the poor. Then he said to them, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. But they said, Is not this the son of Joseph? Where did this man get all this? Jesus' life on earth was from the beginning full of the Holy Spirit. At the Annunciation, when Mary told the angel Gabriel, I am a virgin, the angel told her, Do not be afraid, Mary. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God. Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus told them. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. It seemed to me that here, Luke is hinting at a second birth of Jesus, through which Jesus started his ministry, led by the Holy Spirit. The people in the synagogue told Jesus, Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum. Jesus answered by reminding them that during a severe famine, though there were many widows in Israel, the prophet Elijah was sent to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon, a pagan. And though there were many lepers in Israel, the prophet Elisha cleansed none of them, only Naaman the Syrian, a pagan. St. Ambrose, quoted by St. Thomas in his Catena Aurea, tells us that by his words, the Lord was telling those in Nazareth that his conduct is in agreement with the ancient scriptures. This was, in fact, what Jesus did during his public ministry. However, it was said of him, "Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Many Gentiles accepted the prophets and Jesus, while the Jewish religious authorities did not. In fact, the people in the synagogue, full of rage, drove Jesus out of the town in order to kill him. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went on his way. His time had not yet come. When the time arrived, Jesus himself prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you." This shows that Jesus willingly accepted to offer his life for the salvation of men. John tells us that when Judas led a detachment of soldiers and the police to arrest Jesus, Jesus asked them, "For whom are you looking?" They answered, "Jesus of Nazareth." When he answered them, "I am he," they stepped back and fell to the ground. He showed them that he had the power to stop his arrest, but he freely accepted what he knew they wanted to do with him. In the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus said to those present, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.'" This proverb reminded me that the chief priests and the elders later mocked Jesus crucified, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself." Passers-by said, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." One of the crucified criminals kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God?" Then he addressed Jesus, saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." When the time arrived, Jesus cried with a loud voice and said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. The centurion praised God and said, "Certainly, this man was innocent." Or, according to Matthew, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit, John tells us. Let us all bow our hearts to Jesus, who came from the Father, so that we can have life and live it to the full. You follow me.